music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Wind rustles the trees. The birdies are still making summer sounds, though. That's promising. And that's how it sounds from my little attic room in my house in North Manchester, where I'm making this show for you. Just shut the window. Making this show for you on a wet Wednesday. The rain's died off a little bit, but it's wet enough this morning to prompt me to write my first joke. Are you ready? Why did the single owl stay in? Too wet to woo. Yeah, it's dreadful, isn't it? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Greetings everyone, I'm with you till midnight. Picture some great tunes this week. Our featured artist is Joni Mitchell, a really interesting Beckopedia from Asao Tomita, which is just brilliant and completely new on me. There's a Desert Island Dish snippet from when it was Barry Manilow's turn in the chair with lovely Kirsty. What else have we got? We've got some Bees, some Prefab Sprout, a new one from the XX, some Simon and Garth. One I've never heard before, a song for Guy, recommendation from Andrea Triana, and loads of stuff. It's going to be great. What have I done since the last time we spoke? Not a right lot, if I'm honest with you. If you want to write music with your band for the rest of your life, don't become successful. They've all been selfish enough to have children as well. It's like herding cats trying to get them in the studio at the moment. But it's not so bad. We've got quite a good deadline on the next record. It's going to be a while. We're all sort of getting ready for the Olympic closing ceremony as well, which we're lucky enough to be playing. The nerves are starting, but Danny Boyle's opening ceremony was so amazing that I'm not too worried. And of course, we composed the Olympic theme tune as well, so it's been nice seeing our music to some pretty spectacular images so far. And I'm hoping by the time this show goes out, Team GB will have a few more medals under the belt, eh? Maybe I should rename Elbow Team GG. Do you think the lads would go with that? I know for a fact they wouldn't. Now then, the first song for Guy recommendation is from Rob Cooper. He's our friend that's in hospital. He writes to me longhand rather than send emails, which is lovely, actually. He sent a letter to thank me for my previous mention of him and for playing the Coco tune that he recommended. And this letter says, following the reissues, I've been catching up with The Small Faces. Cast an ear out for the album Small Faces, Decca 27716, number from side of CD. Track 9, copyright listed as 1966, is called You Need Loving. To us, it sounds like a draft for Whole Lot of Love. I'm not quite sure how they might have got away with that, but having a nice, kind manager like Peter Grant might have helped. Give it a listen, if only to prove to me that I didn't leave my hearing in the coma. I can't understand why I've not heard anything about this before. Well, I'll look into that for you, Rob. I could look into it on the internet and find out whether or not this tune is a traditional, who wrote it in the first place, how Led Zeppelin got away with ripping it off as much as they did. But I would rather that you lot researched it or used your knowledge to email me, because there's not much fun in me going online and finding out. If you have an answer to Rob's question, do send it in. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Let us know why this tune by Small Faces, You Need Loving, sounds so very close to Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. Happy Sunday, one and all, and lots of love to you, Rob. Get well soon, dude.
Oh, loved you.
A song for Guy recommendation from Rob Cooper. That was Small Faces and You Need Loving. I'd also like to dedicate that to my cat Jocelyn, who left some small feces in the middle of the sofa this morning. Thank you very much for that, Jocelyn. Here's the new one from Beach House. It's called Lazuli. It's out on August the 20th and it sounds a bit like this. The unmistakable Beach House and Lazuli. You're finding a lot of adverts cribbing their sound, if not using actual Beach House songs, cribbing their sound for adverts. There should be a law against that. It's really not fair. There's less and less ways for bands to make money these days. I mean, we're doing okay, we're fine. We've got an honest record buying fan base. But especially for young bands coming through or for indie bands that are really our niche, you've got to play to make any money, and another way of making money is to have your music synced to adverts or to put in programs or films. So when you get another musician cribbing a band because it's cheaper than asking the actual band to do something, it's out of order. If you're one of these criminals, we're coming for you. If you're one of the people who's hired these criminals, we're coming for you.
I am 50 years of blood and sweat. I am rapture and revolution. I am the redemption. As the voice of Bob Marley, I sung you one love. Engaging dancehall culture bound to killers' reality. Whilst my father set him special, Bolt did 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. And this is how we know we are special. Gave the world jerk up and spicy. Rasta life and fashion. Taught the world to speak with pride and passion. One nation, out of many one people. Beautiful island draped in sun, sea and sand. It's Jamaica's 50th and we celebrate. All are invited.
Celebrating 50 years of Jamaican independence this August on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Timothy Bledsoe's been in touch. He says, hi Guy, first aid kit are indeed Swedish and fantastic. Thanks for clearing that up for me, Timothy. He says, sitting in an over-air conditioned office, the middle of nowhere outside of Kansas City. The outside temperature of 40 plus Celsius, listening to your live show while working overtime. Been here for 3 months, but the end is nigh and I return to rainy Oxfordshire in a couple of weeks. Post a 2 week road trip around Colorado and up to Yellowstone in an RV. Just me and my MP3 player for company. All of Elbow and stuff you've played here. Oh, you flatterer, you Timothy. That sounds amazing, actually. While I've been here, he says, I have seen the excellent Blitz and Trapper. I recommend Stranger in a Strange Land, and it's been my default song for the last few weeks. Best, and thanks for keeping me company while I'm over here. Have a wonderful trip. Give my regards to Colorado, you lovely man. And here is Blitz and Trapper for Tim Bledsoe in Kansas City. We'll see you when you get home. Here's Stranger in a Strange Land.
I'm weary from this river. It flows far but never nearer to my home. And the wars upon the shores keep the single girls indoors. And so all my love songs fall on wasted ears. I grow tired of this highway. It runs far but never my way, don't you know? But the company of strangers and the close and the present dangers seem to pick me up like an old crow in the snow. I'm a stranger in a strange land. Guess I left the world behind. Yeah, my love is like the galaxy. It seems slow, but it sure does shine. Yeah, and when I'm gone, you'll know me by the friends I leave behind. I'm weary of this losing. What choice is there in choosing if you find yourself a stranger in a stranger place with your beat up shoes and an old suitcase and a wristwatch that don't ever seem to tell the time? But there's a warm and a gentle feeling. It ain't never worth concealing what you see. And the rains inside my brains keeps the memories contained. But I miss you like the wind misses the trees. Cause I'm a stranger in a strange land. Guess I left the world behind. But my love is like a galaxy. It seems slow but it sure does shine. Yeah, and when I'm gone, you'll know me by the friends I leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
leave behind.
Blitz and Trapper and Stranger in a Strange Land for our Stranger in a Strange Land, Tim Bledsoe, who's out there in Kansas City. Well, I might want to listen to this next tune if I was going to visit Yellowstone Park. I'm assuming that you're going to be camping while you're there. There's some beautiful places in America, there really is. You see some of them in the movies, but not all of them. It's funny that I've noticed about the American landscape, a lot of it is very cinematic. It looks good on camera. A lot of it doesn't. You can't get the scale and the size of certain parts of America on camera. And you don't tend to find that used in films much. The Coen brothers have been an exception. But the vastness of the country can't be really experienced unless you're there. So anyway, yeah, while you're in Yellowstone, why don't you have a listen to this tune for me, eh, Tim? This is what I would listen to as the full moon rose. Glenn Miller and Moonlight Serenade. I once went to see a Glenn Miller tribute band at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester with my sister, and the clarinetist was actually one of the original guys that played with Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller. That was amazing. Beautiful, classic, treasured music. And you know, beautiful, classic, treasured music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Our victim was born from a jam session on an aeroplane and became a single on the final studio album by the legendary Bob Marley. A righteous Rastafari song with a strong message of love, it was embraced by both Rastas and the wider world, and marked for murder by the musical Marauders. First to make a move was Croaking Joe Cocker, whose ghastly growls and twisted body contortions were clearly an attempt to frighten it to death. However, it simply waited for the inevitable moment when his flailing limbs became knotted, and then it walked free. Next, soft rock rebels Toto forsook their mullets for dreadlocks in a mock reggae melange of synth-laden, shoulder-padded, self-indulgent twaddle that was teeth-achingly painful, but mercifully not fatal. Then, in an ill-fated attempt at fusion music, Euro Salsa Orchestra Cubanissimo subjected it to a sick-making combination of dizzying key shifts and ankle-tangling beat changes that left it dazed and confused, yet thankfully unharmed. But when whiny 80s balladeers, Shakespeare's sister, all dramatic eyeshadow and cheesy keys, pumped up the poptastic backing track and prepared to reduce this song of love and hope to meaningless drivel, it was murder. Dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Thank you.
That was, of course, the late, great Bob Marley, eventually, and Could You Be Loved?
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Listen, the rain started again. It's like camping, being up here. Except I've got plumbing. Okay, Golden Fables have got a new one out on August the 13th. It's called Sugarloaf, and I love it. Sugarloaf and Golden Fables. Great, isn't it? That's out on August 13th. I'd like to hear some more of their stuff. Marvellous.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Different worlds of music, side by side.
Connecting the old and the new.
It's the beauty of 6 Music.
It's what we do.
For me, music is my religion.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play what we love.
A great selection of eclectic music from around the globe.
Me and him here, high octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Tunage of the highest order.
6 Music. It's good, isn't it?
Florence from Florence Machine, and this is my 6 Music playlist.
Die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik. Kraftwerk.
Come in, Maid of Oil.
Hello.
Excellent. Here you go. Alabama Shakes on 6 Music.
And in March.
Happy birthday, 6 Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Charles Peterson. Hello, how are you?
I'm Keris Matthews.
It's the Huey Show, yo.
I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
No other radio station owes their listeners what we owe our listeners, and everybody here knows that.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sony UK Station of the Year.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
A song for Guy, if you're not familiar with this item in the show, is the very cleverly titled item where people recommend songs that perhaps I don't know, perhaps I've never heard before, so that I can share it with you lot and we can all become richer in our musical knowledge. Rebecca Crawford has recommended such a song. She says, "Hi Guy, how lovely to hear your show for the first time in a couple of months. Sometimes I just don't get 2 whole hours free to sit down and catch up online. We can't get digital radio here yet." What? Where are you? "Are the joys of having multiple self-employments. I know that one. I just heard you talking about default songs on your show from the 24th of June, I think. And I also have Deck the Halls as my default song, though I never know it as Deck the Halls. I just have the line, 'Tis the season to be jolly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, over and over. No other lyrics exist in that song as far as my head is concerned. That's been my default song for as long as I can remember, and I'm now 39. So that's a fair old while to be singing that song nearly all the time. For one of my jobs, I go into different schools every week teaching cycling to kids, and one week in the middle of summer, I was walking through a corridor with a load of kids, and as I walked past this one boy, he started whistling Deck the Halls. Could he see into my head? Did he somehow know that I was also singing it inside me at exactly the same time? I wanted to say something to him, but wasn't quite brave enough. Also, ages ago, I wanted to send you a song for Guy recommendation. I wrote this email and my partner told me it was too soppy, but here it is anyway." Well, thank you. "I'd like to recommend a song for Guy. Actually, I could recommend most of the album it's from, which is a bonus disc, which came with an album called Home by someone called Peter Broderick, an old friend of the show. The bonus disc is called Second Home, and actually, I'm not sure I've ever listened to Home, as I love Second Home so much. I love all of it and could recommend any of the tracks on it as songs for Guy. It's beautiful, peaceful, simple. It's music which makes me weep. Also, it's something I can play over and over again without getting bored. But the song I particularly like to recommend is With the Notes in My Ears, because it reminds me of when I was little in the bath and my dad used to sit on the loo with the lid down and play his guitar and make up songs for me, as well as playing other songs like Streets of London. Yes, he's a folky. This song reminds me so much of my dad, who is great. I love the sound of his fingers sliding over the guitar strings. Every time I listen to it, I feel like I'm right back there, playing with empty shampoo bottles and pebbles in the bath, in the days when bath water went right up to my chest, even in a shallow bath. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la to you, Guy, and thanks so much for brightening up my ears when I get chance to listen. Love from Becky." Becky, what a charming email, what a wonderful person you are. I've put together a special mix now of Peter Broderick's With the Notes in My Ears. I'm going to call this the Becky Crawford Mix.
With the notes in my ears
why I know that I can say I'm lucky today.
Peter Broderick, and With the Notes in My Ears, prefixed by the notes that are nearly always in Rebecca Crawford's ears. This may be a phenomenon. Rebecca Crawford and an earlier listener that emailed in saying that Deck the Halls was their default song, and then some guy that she works with, a kid in one of her schools, sings it. If your default song is Deck the Halls, let us know. Maybe we've discovered a phenomenon. Speaking of phenomenons, our featured artist this week is Joni Mitchell. This first track I'm going to play is from one of her lesser-known records called Mingus. She made it with the jazz musician Charles Mingus, who's featured in sample talking all the way through the record, and of course plays on a lot of it as well. I believe he died during the making of this album. And this is later on in Joni's career, but this song's called God Must Be a Boogeyman. I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joni Mitchell.
Betrayed in the plan, oh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
One so sweet, so overly loving and gentle. Lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why do you let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, oh, the insulting plan. Thank you.
Album Mingus, which I thoroughly recommend you buy. That's Joni Mitchell and God Must Be a Boogeyman. More from her in a little while. Now this tune wasn't it didn't surface in my mind. Didn't surface? What the hell am I talking about? I didn't come to my attention. There we go, that's what I was after. It didn't come to my attention until it was used in the film Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which, although not really my cup of tea as a movie, had a pretty good soundtrack. This is Dusty Springfield with Spooky. I'd like to dedicate it to my friend Peter Jobson, because he loves a bit of Dusty. Dusty Springfield and Spooky. Let's have one from John Martin from the album Solid Air, which I'm sure you all own, but if you don't, you should. This is Go Down Easy, a beautiful thing and one of my default songs, which is why I thought to play it.
like a fern in the spring. Lie down here, let me sing the things that you bring, and we can go down easy. Oh my lover, we can go down easy. Oh my darling, we can go down easy. See me with your big brown eyes. Come around to my place. You know I'll sympathize, and we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy. But I will be free. You know I love you, and you can really talk to me, and we can go down easy. Oh my darling, we can go down easy. Oh my lover, we can go down easy. Let me sing the things that you bring, and we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy.
John Martin and Go Down Easy.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Time for our second tune from our featured artist this week, the one and only Joni Mitchell. My Auntie Joni, as I like to think of her. This song is from my favourite record of hers, which is For the Roses. Being a lyricist, it's what I hear first in most music, and Joni, I think, is possibly my favourite ever. It's the balance of brilliant use of language and honesty, I think. You can tell which bit she means, which bit she doesn't mean. And for me, For the Roses is a most honest one. It was written in 1972 between her two most successful records, which are Blue and Court and Spark. And it was chosen as one of 50 recordings by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Recordings Registry. This is a huge accolade in America, and it was the only one of Joni's to get that accolade. The New York Times at the time that this was released said, "Each of Mitchell's songs on For the Roses is a gem glistening with her elegant way with language, her pointed splashes of irony, and her perfect shaping of images. Never does Mitchell voice a thought or feeling commonly. She's a songwriter and singer of genius who can't help but make us feel we are not alone." I couldn't agree with it more, and I couldn't have put it better either. Here, from that record, is a real heartbreaker. This is Woman of Heart and Mind. Imagine if this song was written to or about you. It would cut you up and make you love the woman all at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, Joni Mitchell.
Give you my score. just another silly girl when love makes a fool of me. After the rush, when you come back down, you're always disappointed. Nothing seems to keep you high. Grab your bargains, push your papers, win your medals, pick up your strangers. Don't it leave you on the empty side? Looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more. That's what I think, but you know I'll try to be there for you when your spirits start to sing. All this talk about holiness now must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile when you smile? You criticize and you flatter, you imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me most are the times when you don't try. You don't even try.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
recorded live at the Lighthouse in 1965, the Ramsey Lewis Trio and the In Crowd. Sounds like a party. So does this next one from Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Listen to the words, I love it.
No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous. Overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient. With intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails
for two. I love that tune. Spike Jones and his City Slickers and cocktails for two. Wicked. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour until midnight when the massive talent that is Don Letts takes over. I'm going to play you a tune now by Andrea Triana. I missed this the first time round, but it's a Song for Guy recommendation from Emma T. Mills. She's been in touch and she says, can I slip in a recommendation? Wonder When is a collaboration between the artists Bonobo and Andrea Triana. I started listening to Andrea about back in January or maybe last year sometime, and she has a soulful voice like lyrical hot caramel, Mama. Her song Town Called Obsolete is also a winner. Okay, there are way too many people talking up in this office. Don't they know I'm listening to your show? Well, probably not, but they could still shut up. Take care, Emma in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to take out your headphones and turn up your speakers, Emma, I could give everybody a quick nudge in your office. You ready? Shut up! Did it work?
Strengthening pulse.
Andrea Triana, recommended by Emma Mills over there in Nashville, Tennessee, and that was a town called Obsolete. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, please do keep them coming in. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Because of me recording the programme in advance, I quite often don't get round to reading these emails for a month or so, so you must be patient. But do keep them coming in and let us grow musically together.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newby, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Cortez, Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Kev, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
This is a song I haven't listened to for a while. It's an absolute killer. It's by Radiohead, one of my favourite bands ever. It's called Scatterbrain, and I find it's beautifully accompanied by some iced water. Wonderful. Radiohead from Hail to the Thief, that is Scatterbrain. Never get bored of that boy's voice. Inspired by Rebecca Crawford's story of her memories, rather, of being in the bath and her dad playing songs to her on the guitar, I'd like to share a memory of my own. Also, it should be pointed out that Joni Mitchell, who's our featured artist this week, did an awful lot of busking early in her career, and she wrote a couple of songs that reference buskers as well. Is it called For Free, one of the songs, which is purely about busking? But she mentions it a few times on different albums. Busking is a unique experience at the beginning of a musician's career. It's perhaps your first audience in a lot of the times. It was actually the biggest source of income for me as a 17-year-old for about 6 months. I used to go in on a Saturday on my own, and truth be told, I could only play three songs on the guitar, and two of them were my own. So it wasn't much good. The other one was Black Magic Woman by Santana, but you kind of have to count on most people only walking past you once, and I used to come home with a few pounds. My old busking pitch in central Manchester was the only heated one, cleverly. It was an overpass, which still exists in another form, between Marks and Spencer's and the main Armdale building. The one I used to busk on was blown to pieces by the IRA sometime later. But yeah, happy memories of it, and also slightly tortured. Later on, I joined a lad called Alan Hibbard, who really taught me a lot about music. He introduced me to lots of different artists, and I like to think actually that Alan taught me how to write songs. And we used to busk together, and this is one of the tunes we used to play in the underpass between Bolton Octagon and the shopping arcade, which had a lot of footfall, so to speak. And the acoustics were okay in there. We used to do Simon and Garfunkel tunes, Leonard Cohen tunes, things like that. And Simon and Garfunkel may not have been aware that they put the perfect space for a very common two-word expletive right in the middle of this song, which was really fitting often when we were playing it and we weren't getting much money. So after the line, "and my words like silent raindrops fell," there's a beautiful pause, and you can stick that very common expletive in there if you're a little frustrated with that day's income. Have a listen to The Sound of Silence from the perspective of somebody who's played it at least 200 times. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the words of silence. To the neon god they made.
God, it's a warning. In the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.
Did you try it? Works, doesn't it? Simon & Garfunkel and the Sound of Silence. And talking about silence, the XX are a band who really, really appreciate space in music. Very, very minimal, very, very beautiful. This is the new single from them. It's called Angel, and I absolutely adore it. I love these. They're just a great band. I love them.
Lately, there's been an upsurge of interest in 70s synthesised sound in all its glorious clunkiness. Artists such as North Atlantic Oscillation are reminding listeners how bold and cutting-edge electronic instruments once sounded in the hands of bands such as Genesis and Yes. But there's one musician whose classical education and a deep fascination with the Moog produced a sound that would influence generations of artists, Isao Tomita. He realised that synthesizers could be used to create completely new sounds as well as pseudo-instrumental ones, and demonstrated his virtuosic command of electronic music with a groundbreaking 1974 album of Debussy pieces called Snowflakes Are Dancing. From a sampled human whistle to the ambience of a symphony orchestra, spatial audio effects to surround sound, this was a miracle of modern technology wrapped around some of the most beautiful compositions of the preceding century. It may sound dated some 38 years later, but despite modern developments which make keyboards almost indistinguishable from the instruments they replicate, there's something wonderfully naive about those early tinkering attempts at futuristic music that paved the way for Vangelis, Jean-Michel Jarre, and the Art of Noise, among many others. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
It's Automata and Snowflakes Are Dancing, as chosen by the wonderful Beccapedia. Do you feel cleverer? I do. The Bees are a great band. You probably hear them the most at the moment as the backing music at the beginning of Mark and Stuart's show, the Rad Mac Combo, Afternoons on Six Music, which is just so entertaining. My two favourite broadcasters of all time on one show. Amazing. Here on the Wonderful Six Music, of course. But the Bees have been going for quite a long time. I'd say probably as long as Elbow have, and that's getting to about 20 years. This is from a really beautiful record of theirs called Sunshine Hit Me. It's got a great, easy, youthful innocence to it and reminds me of being a kid and having lots of time on my hands and lots of ambition and not much money. I seem to be doing the sob story, don't I, this week? I've mentioned the busking and now I'm talking about being skint again. I'm sure I shall return to the penniless rake I once was. It happens to most musicians. Anyway, here are the Bees before I dissolve in a puddle of my own tears. From the album Sunshine Hit Me, this is Lying in the Snow.
Thank you. it so? Just looking at it from the window, only the young ones know. So why'd you make us sing this song, Joe?
That was The Bees from their album Sunshine Hit Me, which you must buy. Put it on your list, everyone. And that's Lying in the Snow. This next song reminds me of somebody who I miss very much. If you're missing anybody who's died, have a listen to this tune. It's a wistful and pretty and beautiful thought from Prefab Sprout. This is Doo Wop in Harlem.
There, somewhere. wait to meet you there. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, they never sang doo-wop in Harlem. If there ain't a heaven that holds you tonight, they never sang doo-wop in Harlem. There is a door, it may seem locked, but in a little while, above the noise, behind the glare, I know you're listening out there somewhere, somewhere. I can't wait to meet you there.
Doo-wop in Harlem by Prefab Sprout. Isn't that beautiful? A severely underrated songwriter is Paddy McAloon. Absolutely wonderful.
Six. Music live.
Will you please welcome our special guest, make some noise for Blur!
You know, you've been away for a while. It's quite nerve-wracking.
Live from the BBC Maydevale Studios with me, Steve Lamacq.
Thank you.
Hear my interview with the band and watch all the highlights from Blur's very first Six Music live session. Did you really form the band because the two of you were watching a TV programme when Morrissey said the pop music was dead?
I do remember feeling a bit disappointed.
Well, that's sort of a difference, really, between me and Damon. And me being that sort of fanish person, I was like, yeah, Morrissey's saying this is, must be true, yeah. Yeah. And Damon's like, how dare he? Says a lot, really.
Steve Lamacq.
A Blur special.
Live from Maida Vale. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Time now to dive into the BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl for your delectation. This one is a beauty, chosen by Barry Manilow, who comes off as a really nice bloke.
Do you look back at the career you've had with a sense of satisfaction, or is there so much more still to do?
Oh, I'm very proud of the work that I did. I look back at 35 years of albums and music, and I guess it was that Copa shirt. I could regret that Copa shirt, or the shoes, or those big platform shoes.
I love the Copa shirt.
Yeah, well,
what were the big ruffs?
Yeah.
Do you still have the Copa shirt?
I do. It is now. You want to hear a silly story? The Smithsonian asked me if they could have it, so I sent it to them. What am I supposed to say? This stupid Copacabana shirt. So I gave an interview to some radio station, and I said I always knew it was going to wind up in an institution someday, and they were so insulted they sent it back.
How snooty.
Yes. Really, they said they couldn't. They had no sense of humor. So I still have it.
Let's hear your last piece of music, and what is it?
This actually meant a lot to me. Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up. I was down, man. I was down during that year. I heard this one. It helped. That's what I always hope my songs do for people. This one really helped me.
In this proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I'd
Got to walk out of here. I can't take anymore.
Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush and Don't Give Up, as chosen by Barry Manilow on his episode of Desert Island Discs. Joni Mitchell is our featured artist, and I'm going to finish on a song that I play every now and again on the programme just because it's stunning. The first time I ever heard it, it was on a compilation that my dear sister Boop made for me. She is the king, ladies and gentlemen, of the compilation, by the way. The queen, even. And yes, the first time I heard this, I was in a crowded canteen in Granada TV studios where she worked at the time. And I was about to go on tour with the band, and she said, I'm going to have to play you the compilation I've made for this tour because I want to see your reaction to the first song. And I cried in front of one of the characters from Coronation Street. I can't remember his name, but the lad with the squeaky voice. If you know what I mean, email me. Anyway, this is Joni Mitchell and A Case of You. Already a very nostalgic song when she wrote it on her album Blue. Here's her recording it a couple of decades later with an orchestra. It and a jazzy, beautiful, smoky old voice, giving it another layer of time and history and experience. It is very beautiful. The last tune this week from our chosen artist, Joni Mitchell. Here is A Case of You.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness was that hand. If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. Oh, you were in my blood like holy wine. Oh, and you taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. Box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time that you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine, and you taste so bitter, and you taste so sweet. I could drink a case of you. I could drink a kiss of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. She had a mouth like yours. She knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him. Stay with him if you can. Oh, but be prepared to bleed. Taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. I could drink the case of you, but still I'd be on my feet. Still I'd be on my feet. Still be on my feet.
Do, 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 do. Still going on. That was wonderful, wasn't it? From Both Sides Now, that is A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. I love it. Wonderful. That's all we have time for another week. This time next week, for you guys, I'll be at the Olympic Stadium taking part in the closing ceremony. All going well. We're not sure when the rehearsals are and stuff like that. There's an awful lot of things to schedule in, as you can imagine. So I'm not sure when I'm going to get a chance to make next week's show. If it becomes too chaotic, I might have to get a deputy in, but I really don't know at this point. I might even end up making the show backstage at the Olympic Stadium, or even in my hotel room nearby. Who knows? Tune in next week to find out. Thanks to everybody who recommended Song for Guys this week. Our thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beckopedia for her contributions. Thanks to Peter, Michelle, Lizzie, Dave, everyone who helps me put the show together at the BBC. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you, wherever you are... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Good night, Mum.
nothing at all. Wondering, wondering why you don't care. Wishing you call. Tears keep flowing like drops from a waterfall. Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and new. Still I'm lonely, so lonely at midnight for you.
Six Music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
It's about that time. Stand by for Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride crossing time, space and genres. Coming up in the first, the likes of A.R. Kane, Ancient Afronauts, David Burnett and Vincent, Dillinger, Futurecast, Onda Tropica, Dan the Automator and Deep Purple. Hey, I don't call this show Culture Clash for nothing, but right now let's cut the chat and run a track from an outfit I always thought were American with what turned out to be a hip-hop classic. From Hatfield, Hertfordshire, right here in the UK, this is Babe Ruth with 1974's The Mexican.